This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. NFL picks. 3, 2, 1.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
It's actually Taz and the Moose, but I digress. All right, so we will have Mark Belousis, his picks, not three, two of them. We'll get into that in a moment. On tape, as we call it. I think it's not tape anymore, right? It's digital. It's not really tape anymore, right?
It's up to you.
Well, I want to have the right vernacular because I'm a professional.
Well,
I feel like you'd be the one to tell us the right vernacular here.
For you to tell
it's not
me.
On tape. It's digital. I'm an award-winning podcaster and award-winning broadcaster, so I know this stuff. Let's go through the standings, sir, please. Moose and I on this. Mike, please, producer extraordinaire, go.
All right, Taz, you are on fire.
Yes,
25-14-3, 3-0 last week.
That's called a stud.
That is
Shut up!
A stud. Okay, I will. Moose, 20-21-1, went 1-2 last week, so he's about 500, but Taz, you're the Chargers.
What's better than 500? 501, and I'm about...
This is stupid.
I'm about 1,000. That's what I am. What am I? I'm the Chargers of the what?
You're the Chargers of the picks.
I want to be the Rams instead.
You're the Rams of the picks.
Yeah, because that's been my NFC team. So I'm winning. Kind of could just end right there. All right, so anyway, kind of makes me nervous to pick, but I will pick, and you pick. We'll pick AB. All right, so I'm going to go first because I'm a co-host of this. You're an interim co-host. All right, AB? So I'm going to go Raiders-Bengals game here. Okay, it's a 1 p.m. game. The Raiders, Oakland, will head into Cincy to play the Bengals. Bengals are -3. I like Oakland in this game. I really do. Look, Oakland has been struggling all year. We know that. I know it sounds a little crazy. They're 3-10. I do think they go into Cincinnati and they win the game. A lot of times I'll go by my gut, by my instinct. I mean, we know how good I am at picking games. Mike just laid it out perfectly. I don't know. I just look at the Raiders. They maybe got some momentum after what happened last week. You know what I mean, AB? And I like them. Now, I think I said, too, the Bengals are -3. I think the Raiders win the game by 7 on the road in Cincy.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're picking the Raiders.
I stutter? I mean, what do you got to say? So you're picking the Raiders.
I just heard Bengals -3.5.
So what? I'm picking the Raiders to win the game by 7.
Okay.
Listen. You're the guy who makes this.
No, Moose, you confuse me. That's me. That's me. 100%.
No. Moose and I go for this all the time. We never have a problem, Moose and I. Moose and I, this is why we're a stud team. We go through our picks. It's never a problem. But whenever you get involved.
Yeah.
Third wheel Jones. Whenever you get involved.
So you got to.
Sit over here again.
No. There's this negative tone by you.
I got confused.
Don't get confused. You're a smart, sharp man. Okay?
Not in that instance.
And handsome.
You're damn handsome.
Thank you, Michael.
Really are
damn
handsome. So you know what? I just told you what's going to happen. The Raiders will win the game, okay, by 7 points. Flat out. What's your pick? You got me yelling here on a Friday.
I know. I'm really sorry. I'm going to be quick here. The Texans going to the Jets tomorrow. No Isaiah Crowell. No Chauncey Anunua. I always forget his first name.
You said right.
Texans laying the points. I'm going to take them -6.5 at the Jets.
All right, here's an expression I hate when people do, and actually my broadcast partner does this a lot. Hey, Moose, what say you?
Game 1, Monday night. Give me the Saints laying 7 at Carolina. New Orleans has home field advantage in their sights in the NFC. Panthers are in a world of hurt. They've lost 5 straight. Not sure if Ron Rivera can survive this kind of collapse this year. Noon dealing with that sore throwing shoulder as well. And the Saints did look ragged in the first three quarters against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down in Tampa this past Sunday. They get healthy on Monday night. Strange that these two teams meet up twice in the final 3 weeks of the regular season. A little bit of a scheduling gaffe there. Breeze, Ingram, Kamara, Thomas, too much for a Carolina defense that is 24th in the NFL allowing a tad over 25 points per game. Pick one. Give me New Orleans laying the touchdown against Carolina.
All right, thank you, Moose. Much appreciated, my man. I'm going to go Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Titans head to New Jersey to play the Giants. Giants are minus 1.5. I like the Giants all the way in this game, baby. Give me Mikey B's Giants. You're a Giant fan too, right?
I am.
Give me Mikey B and AB's Giants. I like this. I'll tell you what, Giants are at 5-8. Titans are 7-6. Giants are going to be strong at home. Giants will win this game. I'm going to say they're going to win by seven. They're going to win by seven. I'm feeling your squad's going to get it done. Come on, what type
of time? I appreciate that.
Let's go.
Seattle, another road favorite for me. Seattle minus 3.5 at the Niners.
All right, here we go. Now Moose's pick. Mike's going to read because Mike White.
All right, yeah, so pick two for Moose. He did earlier in the week. This is before the Carson Wentz news came out. So on tape, it doesn't make as much sense. He likes the Rams minus 11 here versus
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Moose, for your mic. All right, so then we'll go 1 p.m. again Sunday. The Lions are 5-8, going to play my Buffalo Bills, who are struggling at 4-9. The Buffalo Bills are home, but they're minus 2. Buffalo covers. Buffalo wins the game. They make the comeback. Big Josh Allen throws the ball amok. Give me my Bills to win by a touchdown. Okay, AB, go.
Give me one more road favorite. Steelers are done, at least in my eyes. Patriots minus 2.5 in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Give me those Pats.
All right, here we go. Moose, what do you got?
Game three, and this is for all the Giant fans out there. Off to MetLife Stadium Sunday afternoon, and the Titans pay a visit to Big Blue. And the Giants have been hot. Winners of four of their last five. They have slim outside playoff hopes in the NFC as a wild card team. Titans have playoff hopes in the AFC as well, 7-6 on the season, but they've been a Jekyll and Hyde team all season long for first-year head coach Mike Vrabel. Spread is 3. The Giants are 3-point favorites, and I like Big Blue. Saquon Barkley is as good as advertised at the running back position. Offensive line has played better, and Eli Manning has looked a lot better at the quarterback spot with the improvement of the offensive line. I just don't trust the Titans. Giants believe Shermer has his team humming right now. Tennessee 2-4 on the road this season as well. Give me the Giants minus 3 to make it 5-6 and keep their slim playoff hopes alive.
I agree with
Best
Moose.
Best regards, Moose.
Oh, wise guy. Well,
great.
Look at this.
Hello, all. This is Fred.
Fred.
Bwami is out again. For those that missed me last time, I am Bwami's stepbrother. Bwami is out today because he is getting his tuxedo fit for his good friend Peter Bellotti Jr.'s wedding. So I'll be selecting for the Bwami. For the record, I'm 1-0. Bwami is 301. I like the Bengals minus 3 at home versus the Raiders. Mazel tov to Peter, as you must.
Oh, my God. What is going on? I hate when Fred's on and Bwami's not.
Fred, I mean, I hate when Bwami's on. So
I hate when they're all on.
Exactly.
Fred's a jobber.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, well, Bwami.
Fred's a man.
Yeah, I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.